That's a new record by Neil Diamond. And what a brilliant man he is. He's written many songs that you've heard other people sing and have thought, what a lovely tune. I wonder who wrote it. Well, he probably did. Neil Diamond. Remember the name.
Remember.
Remember.
Radio.
Remember this one by the Four Seasons called Sherry. It's about 4 years old, this one. Remember it? Track on the new LP from a group called, you've probably heard of, the Four Seasons.
Yes, indeed, and the LP
is called The Second Vault of Golden Hits. Remember the first one? You don't? Oh, well, fiddly-dee. Remember the second one? Sherry, I've Got You Under My Skin, Walk Like a Man, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Money, Many More. It's monkey time, and here's big news for all you monkey maniacs. The first issue of your own magazine, The Monkeys Monthly, is out now! The Monkeys Monthly is packed full with news, features, facts, and photos of Davy, Mickey, Peek, and Mac. So ask your local newsagent for a copy of The Monkeys Monthly today. You've seen them on television, you've heard them on Radio London, now in living paper, The Monkeys Monthly. And in just 3.5 minutes, someone will be down with the news. It will be Ed Stewart, Tony Blackburn, or Norman St. John.
Oh, yes, Miss Sigurdsson, sir. What?
Find a concern in your door?
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. Bloody Red Baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the Bloody Red Baron of
in that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had swore that he'd get that man, so he asked the great Frumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight, while the baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
Red Baron versus the Snoopy or whatever. Is that a dog there in the gramophone record? Shoots him down? I can't quite get the words. I don't know. Norman St. John with the news in just 40 seconds time. So we play a jingle, which should last for about 20, and then I'll gabble on a bit.
Charge!
Now, we'll have an early news.
Wonderful radio. London, news around the clock.
Deadline Saturday, February the 4th, London. The leader of the opposition, Mr. Edward Heath, said this morning that the motor situation presented a sorry spectacle to the world. Mr. Heath urged the government to do two things straight away, to start negotiations again and to reface the defence cuts so that the motor and her people could have time to absorb the far-reaching changes involved. He was speaking to the Conservative Party workers in Kent. Peking. About 300 Chinese Red Guards were at Peking Airport this morning when the wives and children of some of the Soviet embassy staff left for Moscow. They marched up and down shouting abuse at the 40 women and children and carried red flags and portraits of Mao Zedong. Rome. Senator Robert Kennedy, who has been on tour of Europe, was received in audience by the Pope at the Vatican this morning. Afterwards, he said they had talked about Vietnam and reviewed the entire Southeast Asian situation in great detail. Cape Town. The American aircraft carrier Franklin D. Roosevelt, which has about 200 Negroes in her crew, docked at Cape Town this morning. Soon after arrival, the captain ordered that there would be no shore leave for officers and crew. A joint statement by the captain and the ambassador in South Africa said that this was because of the difficulty in organizing leave and it was impossible to accept the hospitality by the South Africans. London Airport. Britain's new High Commissioner for Malta left London Airport this morning to take up his post. He is Sir Geoffrey Torrey, age 54. He said before leaving that he was delighted to be going to the island, but sorry that it was in such unhappy circumstances. And finally, Bournemouth. It was announced this morning that General Albert Osborne, who was the international leader of the Salvation Army for 8 years, has died at his home. He was aged 80. And the weather? This afternoon, most areas will be dry and sunny, but later on there'll be a few scattered showers. Temperatures this afternoon will reach a high of 11 centigrade, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Tonight there will be a fair amount of cloud, and temperatures will drop to a low of minus 1 degree centigrade, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The outlook continuing dry and mild. Next news on Radio London, and now this is Norman St. John reporting.
I do love you, you're the one girl for me. When I look into your eyes, I see my destiny. Peek-a-boo, what can I do? You're so fancy and free. Though I try, I can't disguise the hold you. Much weaker, weather would be bleaker if I spent a week away from Peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end. weaker, weather would be bleaker if I spent a week away from Chicago. That I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from Peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. Peekaboo.
Yes, indeed. Peekaboo, number 6 in the charts. The new vaudeville band. Thank you, Norman, for the news. Half a minute early, but no. I hope it's a gorgeous day where you are. It's superb out here. Blue skies everywhere.
I saw you. I knew you were someone to dream with. Alone at the dance just like I am. I thought you wouldn't mind if I said hello. I knew I shouldn't last such a moment ago. Excuse me, excuse me. I had to tell you.
Rita Pavone singing in English, thank heavens. Have you ever heard her speak? She's got the most fantastic Italian-accented English that you've ever heard. Ah, she's sweet. She's only about 2 inches high, but she's 19, of course, which compensates for it, and she's lovely all over. And what a voice! My goodness me. Over to Bob Dylan now for a track from his album, Blonde on Blonde. The last track on the whole album, Just Like a Woman. By the way, if you get a chance, try and listen to Bob Dylan singing Mr. Jones.
Nobody feels any pain. Yeah. she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls.
Just Like a Woman, done by Jonathan King and done delightfully. Also done by Manfred Mann. Remember the Manfred's version won over in the end? Oh, it's not fair, you know. 18 minutes until 3.
And now, through the auspices of Radio London, we present Strawberry Fields Forever!
Real, and nothing to get hung about. I left you at about 3 o'clock yesterday was I have been doing nothing but playing that record.
Oh!
And after about 500 plays, it still sounds
so funkadelic.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, don't forget all you outdoor fans, you fresh air lovers, that the Camping and Outdoor Life exhibition is open now until next Saturday. So go along and see Radio London stand with Keith Skews plus Big L DJs and a host of stars. There are fabulous prizes to be won right there on the spot. Thousands of pounds worth. Try the Army ski slope under the supervision of a trained Army instructor. La 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 doobie-doop. Try the angling competition and see the demonstration by world-famous angler David Carl Ford, how to catch a fish quick. And the Camping and Outdoor Life exhibition. It's open right at this moment, so do above the loin. It's in Olympia. You know where Olympia is?
No, but do I.
Just ask a policeman. Don't forget the Camping and Outdoor Life with the Holiday and Travel exhibition at the Empire Hall, Olympia. Now open until Feb 11. Adults 3 and 6, children 2 and 6. And do come along and see us at Radio London stand. Keith Skews is there right at this moment. Just dying to play higher. It's the number one record in the Fab 40 at the moment by the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
Let's Spend the Night Together, backed by the beautiful Ruby Tooth Day. Good record, that. Deserves to be number one. A position soon to be taken by old Strawberry. People who've just decided to make up your minds to go to the Camping and Outdoor Life Exhibition, now on at Olympia, will want this special information. Make sure you visit Stand 160. Print it in your brain. 160. It's on the first floor. You can see demonstrations of the versatile Barmix food mixer by J. Bruce Miller of Grimsby Company Limited. Prices are only 16. Hang on. 16.50. God, it's cheap. At the price, folks, 13 guineas. That's not bad for a Barmix food mixer. It's terrific value. See it demonstrated at Stand 160 on the first floor. The Barmix food mixer is only 13 guineas, so it's worth it.
TGIF.
Thank goodness that's fun.
With Big L.
Just gone 10 minutes to 3 o'clock. Time for this beautiful thing from old Petula Clark. Just peep outside your window, isn't it gorgeous weather? Blue from edge to edge. Lovely.
Why is my heart so light? Why are the stars so bright? Why is the sky here is a song, a serenade.
I remember when that was voted on old JBJ, they said, well, we're not quite sure about that one, but we all thought on here, what a smasharooty. Can't fail to be a real number one, in fact. In fact, I think it's going to be pretty high in our charts when the new Fab 40 list comes out tomorrow, so if only for that, stick around from 11 till 2 tomorrow.
All right, everybody.
This is Little Richard.
Let your hair.
Number 28 this week.
Got on a wig like some people think I got on, and this is my own beautiful hair. What to do with the fellas? Take it out!
Beg your pardon?
I said, and get down and